This is your first year, and so if you're talking about what you were doing last year?
Actually, testing for William last year.
Oh, did you? That must have been great fun.
Yeah, really good. It's a good opportunity to learn a really impressive girl, obviously. And I think it's helped me with Super League and the other things that I've been doing. I was actually doing straight line testing.
Oh, right.
I did that a few times. We were testing different things in the car, like the current system, which obviously they haven't used. So, very interesting. I still don't know how it works, but it's really good stuff.
This is special, isn't it, William? They've got a special current system.
Yeah, I think they want something pretty good there. So, they still haven't used it, obviously, but I think they realise that might happen. I think once it's working, it'll be really good.
They had the technical director of London Underground along to look at their curves at Williams, I understand, and he's completely blown eyes. If I can convince the site, there's huge recommendations for this.
That's right. I think that's where they're probably targeting. It's probably a better market than F1 itself.
Everyone wants to talk about the car. Tell us about the car. What's it like to drive this car?
It's brilliant fun, obviously, but before you get in it, you see it's a very big car.
It's a beast.
It's much bigger than a Formula One car than any other car driven in the class. So I would say I was fairly apprehensive first time I drove it, but it puts your mind at rest straight away because it's a fun car to drive. It's nice. It doesn't do anything that you're not expecting. The power delivery is brilliant.
Beautiful
V12. Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, I love it. I think Formula One should go back to it. But it's a brilliant car. One of the things I was saying earlier to a few people was that the fact that it doesn't snap or doesn't surprise you means the race is a little bit because you can comfortably go down the inside of another drive or just race alongside someone. So I did a perfect car for the joke. I'm pretty sure the spectators love the car, the engine, all the noise, and everything. I think maybe not the most passionate fans in the Brazilian. I think the Milan fans are going to be pushing pretty hard for it. This is one of the things that, again, it's one of the more mental series, isn't it? It also, you know, less well-known drivers on the way up as well. It's good mix, actually. You can, as a driver in my position or London's or whoever's, you can measure ourselves against drivers that are very well respected in the F1 paddock, like Giorgio and Zonio and Minoldi. So it's good in that sense. And, you know, I was quicker
for most of the second half of the race than Giorgio. So knowing that, it's really nice.
You said that when you were in the car, it had nice handling catches and all the rest of it. Tell us about your first time in the car. Did you test with the team?
Well, there's a story in itself. I mean, the car was delivered to my team in Belgium about a day before the first practice. So it was a bit of a fight to get the car ready. I missed all the testing on the Friday, 10 laps on Saturday morning, and it was straight to qualifying. So for me, Paddy Paul's practice was a fire because I'd never driven the car before, never seen the track before, never done rolling stock before, never done pit stops before. It was the first time I met the team as well. So it was to be running forward at the end of race two, I was pretty pleased.
Indeed, as you should be, yeah. This seems to us a characteristic that a driver needs. In the climate that we have in racing, with drivers as tight as they are, to be a man who can just drop it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, not many people bring that up, but you're absolutely right. You need to be able to drive anything. The thing is that your mental approach to the weekend changes, and you've just got to get on top of the car, the circuit, and whatever you're running new for the first time as quickly as you can. I've driven Formula Master earlier on in the year, and it was the second situation that I'd ever driven the car before. And it's all these new things, and you're absolutely right. These drives are going to come up.
and you just need to be able to parachute into the seat and do a good job.
So how did you get the call for this? Was it just a phone call out of the blue, or do you have to sort of lobby for it? Or?
Really, I've got a manager and I've left it up to him, so he does a better job than I would on that front.
Interesting,
we
were lucky enough to be at Silverstone, we were talking to a guy who was on driver management. Now he's managing relationships with Ferrari and Shell and then petrol, and he was saying that's one of the important relationships you would get sorted out as a driver is the manager who gets in there and
yeah, I mean, all through my career I've never had a manager up until the last 2 years, and I mean, at junior level you just don't need them, and there's a lot of driver managers that promise to deliver. When you get to this level, just below F1, you need someone to help you out and with contacts and just general advice.
So,
Richard
Moss, is there a circuit coming up that you're particularly looking forward to driving
on? Obviously, being British, Donington's going to be a big one for me, but I think there's an actual circuit. It's got to be Monza, really, because I've driven there quite a few times. I love the place. The atmosphere is going to be amazing. And I think, well, I'm pretty sure the racing is going to blow people's away, really. It's going to slip streaming into the first quarter, particularly into the parallel as well. It's going to be pretty amazing, really. I think any race is going to be good, really, this year. But I think the circuit got a few, Monza, the others I don't actually know. So.
What next? I mean, are you in for the full season? Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I've got a race.
Okay. So as sure as anyone can be. Okay, so what next? Next year, back here and onwards and upwards? Ambitions?
I'd like to stay here, really. I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's a good championship to be in, as I said. The car's great fun. We've got a couple of minutes so far. So, unless anything else happens, I'd love to be here. Really.
Okay. Thank you. Anything you want to cover that we have not?
I mean, from the team point of view, the team running me, they're a Belgian team. They're doing a really good job. Like I said, they've got the car late, but they've done a really good job.
And, especially Formula 1 fans, we've been thinking about sort of Formula 1, and we think that's silly. Here. What would you say to people who are saying,
oh, I
should follow the series?
I think I totally understand what they're saying sometimes, because you get set in your ways and you like what you know and you don't want to change. It's like sort of changing your religion almost. That's understandable, but I think when you give it a chance, I think it stacks up pretty well against the world.